And now it's time for Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. Pastor Roland has been helping people find answers and solutions to life and relationship issues for over 25 years. And now, here's your host, Pastor Roland.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. My name is Pastor Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. Today's program is going to be a good one. I'm going to talk about some very basic things. Back to basics. Keep it simple. You've heard the KISS formula. Keep it simple, sir. That's what we're going to do here. The problem that we all have, the whole human race, is that we are separated from God. We follow what other people say more than we follow our own common sense, our own intuition. And we're led into error, then we hide in thinking, hide in the imagination. And the other problem that we have is that we get upset too easily. They all go hand in hand. And it's the story of the whole human race. Okay? We are a fallen race. I know that goes against the grain of what you're being taught, but we are a fallen race. We're not rising, we're falling. And the proof that we're falling is you can see it in every person's life. There used to be there was a definition. Was it who was the great the person who wrote about plays back in Greece? Was that Socrates? I forgot. But the definition of a tragedy was the fall of a great man. The fall of a great man, that was a Greek tragedy, the fall of a great man or a great person, a great woman. Well, that's why our lives are tragedies, because we all fall. Just think back to how you were when you were a little child. You were full of zest, full of joy, full of happiness, full of joy, and you were spontaneous, and you looked forward to every day because it was a day of discovery. You loved discovering things, and there were so many wonderful things to discover. And you were innocent, you had your innocence, and it was an absolute joy to see a butterfly or puffy white cloud, or to see a beautiful rose, or your puppy dog. See? But what happened? Well, years went by, and slowly what was on the outside got on the inside. What was on the outside got on the inside through your reactions, your upsets. See, people upset you. You didn't start off life wanting to be upset, wanting to be angry, wanting to be frustrated, wanting to be resentful, bitter, hateful, sneaky, covering it up, pretending, smiling on the surface, living a life of a fraud, smiling to everyone and pretending everything is so wonderful, but underneath full of anger and resentment. See? You didn't start off life wanting to be that way. No. In fact, you thought it was going to be, you saw the way your parents were and other adults. You saw how they were fighting and hating each other and divorcing and all these awful things. And you said, that's not going to happen to me. Okay? But whether you get married or you don't get married, whether you live together or don't live together, whether you stay single or whether you get together with someone, sooner or later, you have to come face to face with the fact that there's something wrong with the way you exist. You have fallen. You have lost your innocence. And it happened because the outside got on the inside. But like I said, you didn't want to start off. You didn't want to become overreactive. But you did. Okay? And the reason is twofold. Number one, you're born with a fallen nature. You're born with a nature that you inherit. It's not your fault. You inherit the nature, your animal body with a kernel of pride. You inherit that from your mom and your dad, all the way back to Adam and Eve. But then what happens is that people are cruel and confusing and mean, and they tease and pressure and challenge. See? And you react to that, and then the outside gets on the inside. We'll talk about more about this after this announcement. Want to try the free Christian meditation? Visit talktoapastor.org.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome back. This is Pastor Roland. We're talking about how you changed, how you lost your innocence and went from being a spontaneous, happy-go-lucky, cheerful, super smart, joyous little person to becoming a sneaky person, a dishonest person, a phony person, a greedy person, a judgmental person, secretly judging everyone. How did it happen? The outside got on the inside. The outside got on the inside. And what was out in the world, what was lurking out there was actually the spirit of the fall of in the Garden of Eden. See, there was the serpent there. It was the spirit that hates God, the spirit that wants to play, that wants to be God, and the spirit that likes to spread suffering. See, a joyless spirit, a spirit without love, a totalitarian spirit. See, an arbitrary spirit. And it gets into people and operates through them. And there was a spirit, that spirit operating in whoever it was that did you in, whether it was your mom or your weak dad or your violent dad or your absent dad or, you know, a bully or someone along the way or several along the way. That spirit in them was cruel and confusing. And it takes pleasure in destroying people's innocence. It takes pleasure in spreading suffering. See, it doesn't like people to be happy and cheerful and spontaneous. Remember when you were a little kid, if you told the truth, you got slapped down? See, truth was not welcome. See, it does not like the truth. It does not like to be exposed, and it hides in people. And how did it get into them? It got into them when they hated their parents. That's why you mustn't hate your parents. Don't hate anyone, especially your parents. That's why it says in the Bible, it says, honor your father and your mother, okay? Well, if your mother and father weren't honorable, maybe they weren't respectable. If they weren't respectable, then just don't hate them. Don't resent them. That's what it means. Don't resent them. You can honor motherhood, honor fatherhood. And don't hate the person. It's very simple. Just don't hate the person. Okay? Realize that something was operating through them. They weren't themselves either. So there was on the outside, and you reacted to it. You reacted with anger, with upset, see, with emotions. Or, of course, it also is seductive. See, it has two faces. See, it's very seductive. It caters to your ego. It tells you what you want to hear. See? It always knows how to cater to your ego with subtle challenges and praise. And it knows how to appeal to your ego. And then when it's got you, then you see its other face, the cruel face, see? So anyway, it got inside of you through your reactions. And then when it's inside of you, then there it is. And you don't even know that it's there for the most part. You don't know that it's there. It thinks through you. And you think that it's it. You think that its thoughts are your thoughts. And so, you know, you're walking down the street and or you see somebody, I don't know, maybe they're smoking a cigarette or something, and then in your mind, of you know, you hear something that says, why, that stupid idiot. I bet he's going to throw the cigarette on the street. Yep, he did it. What an idiot. See, you hear that in your mind, and you think that's your thoughts. See, you think that's your thought. Okay? So it takes an aware person. Most people are not aware enough, and they never will be aware enough. But some of us begin to yearn for answers, and then God sends his light, and we begin to wake up. Yes, you begin to wake up from your daydreams and your Alice in Wonderland upside-down world of imagination where you've been hiding. See, we have a vague sense that something is wrong, but we hide from it. It's just too awful to admit that we're not living our own life and that something's operating through us. The same thing that was operating through your mom or your dad, and which were in their lives, is now trying to operate through you. So when God sends his light and you begin to wake up, slowly but surely begin to wake up, and you begin to see, first of all, you see your own wrongs, your own resentments and your angers. You know, you hated your mom or your dad or other people, and you see that you've avoided the truth, and then you tried to save yourself and make yourself look good and be good, and it didn't work. You see all that, and then you see more and more in God's light. And slowly you begin to disentangle from the thing that's in you that operates through you, and you begin to move toward God, toward the Father, toward the light, toward the good. And then life takes on meaning again, and happiness and joy, and you become like you were when you were a little child, except now a big adult person with your full powers, but with innocence restored. Try the new easy meditation at talktoapastor.org. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a kind of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. My name is Pastor Roland. Welcome to the program. It's called Talk to a Pastor. I've been around for 25 years on many radio stations around the country. Right now, I've got this little 15-minute program. Well, in Southern California, those of you who are listening, maybe down in Palm Springs, Palm Desert, San Bernardino, Bishop, even Los Angeles, you know, down there in the Southland or in the Inland Empire, you're lucky because you get half an hour. You get a full half an hour once a week every Sunday morning. But I need to hear from some of you down there in Southern California. I need to hear from some of you. I've been on the air quite a long time now. I've been on the air a year on this station, KMET, and before that I was on KCAA. And I'm not hearing from you. You're not responding. I know it takes a long time for people to respond. I know. See, most of us we're just buried under layer after layer after layer of corruption, of hating someone and then trying to compensate for the hate by being extra nice and hating them even more, and then trying to get rid of the unhappiness with drugs and alcohol and marijuana and hiding and compensating, and yet it becomes so tangled up and complicated. Wouldn't it be nice to simplify See, we all have that sense. A lot of people, they want to get rid of their clutter that they've acquired. They want to get rid of their clutter. We have a sense of simplifying, but see, you have to. It has to be more than just clutter. You have to find a way of simplifying your inner being. See, so that the corruption may be seen and then let go of. And so you can become pure again, like you were when you were a little child. See, then you can go out in the world and be a better mom, better dad, better husband, better wife. But you'll see things as they are, and you'll be a whole person. So you won't have to pretend. See, you won't have to pretend that you won't have to act good. You won't have to cover up your addictions and your compulsions and all those things. You need to find your parent spirit. You need to find God. Not just pretend, not just talking about Him, not just singing about Him, not just reading about Him, not just thinking about Him, but actually experience Him, because when you do, you'll experience His light. His light will shine upon things and make everything clear and then begin to clear up the mess. You need help. See, you need help. You need God's help is what you need. And then life becomes increasingly simple. Increasingly simple. And then you begin to, then when you express yourself, you'll be expressing the good spirit instead of bad. See, like me, I turn the microphone on and I start to talk. I don't plan what I'm going to say. I don't have any script. I don't have any notes. I have no idea what I'm going to say. I just turn the microphone on and I start talking and something good comes out. See, it's because I'm expressing conscience. That's right, I'm expressing conscience. See, I stand for conscience. That's what I stand for. I stand for what I know in my heart, which you did when you were a little tiny child. Maybe you can remember when you were a little child, you saw something and you tried to tell people and they wouldn't listen. See, they pushed you down or shut you up or pretended like it was nothing or you were wrong or they slapped you around. See, they made you feel wrong for, you clearly saw. But see, you're not a little kid anymore. Now you're a big man, a big lady. So now you have to learn how to, A, refine the God's light so you can get your common sense back, get your intuition back, and begin to flow from intuition, flow from common sense, and then begin to express yourself. See, begin to express yourself. Life will be beautiful. Okay, that's what you need to do. So that's why I have the meditation, for instance. I keep talking about the meditation. You know, I can practically not even give it away. 50 million people watch the Super Bowl. See, I can hardly get anyone to even get the free meditation. That's how lost people are and how much people avoid the truth. But for some people, you get the meditation, you give it a try, it takes only 5 minutes, it's free, and you start to learn how to get back in touch with your inner ground of good and get centered and begin to flow from it. And like I said, life is good. Did you know that I have over 400 video talks about the spiritual side of life? And 18 books that you can preview at Amazon, all at talktoapastor.org. Hello, this is Pastor Roland, checking in to see how you're doing. Hope you're doing better. Many of you are not doing so good. You have issues like unhappiness, anxiety, worry. If you're like most people, your problem is you get upset too easily. Then you say or do the wrong thing, then you feel bad. Wouldn't it be better not to get upset in the first place? I have resources to help you learn how not to get so upset so easily. For example, how about my easy meditation? It's free. It's complimentary. It's called the Easy Meditation. It even helps with your prayer life. When you're calm, it's easier to pray. Visit talktoapastor.org and look for the Easy Meditation. While you're there, Watch my latest YouTube lecture about how to improve your marriage. It's all at talktoapastor.org. The more you try to save yourself, the more you try to clean up your own mess, the more you try to make yourself good, or try to make yourself innocent, the more complicated things become. And you acquire guilt. You acquire guilt for that. See, what is guilt but a recognition of that you're not doing, that you're somehow messing up. You're in God's light. In God's light. See, you just kind of know in your heart you didn't come right. Well, that's what guilt is. Well, you acquire guilt every time. See, if you try to save, look, it's one thing to you be messed to see that, you know, you're full of anger or resentment or something like that. Then you see that it's not right. Okay. But then what you try to do is you try to save yourself. You try to make yourself good. You try to put on a show for others. And then instead of being gracious in the first place, you were ungracious. But now you try to be gracious. Now you try to be nice in the second place to make up for it. You see what I mean? All you're trying to do is cover up what was there, and it confuses other people. See, especially your own kids. You confuse your kids. They see the meanness. They see the resentment. They see the impatience. But then you pretend like you're a wonderful, nice person, or you spoil them. See, then they get all messed up and confused. They get corrupted by your falsity, and they're corrupted by their hatred of you for your trying to fool them, or for you not having patience for them in the first place. So you'd be a lot better off to just see that you have a lot of resentment in you, and you're impatient, and just see that, regret what you see. Regret what you see. See, then you open the door for God to begin to help you. But you see, we people get so messed up. It begins when we're little children. Things happen to us when we're little children. Bad things, confusing things. And the ones who were supposed to protect us, sometimes they're not there. They leave you with a mean babysitter or a cruel babysitter, and something happens. Or they leave you unprotected. See, or your dad's not even there, he's gone. Or your mom is there, but she's got all kinds of issues, and she's all upset, and you end up having to try to be a mother to your mom. You have to be a little parent to your mom. She's so messed up. And it ruins your childhood. And then you hate her, but you don't admit that you hate her. So you cover it up, and you become codependent. You're so guilty for having resented her that you're endlessly, you know, tied to and to trying to make up, pretending everything's okay. That, see what I mean? So that's not good. So what you need to do is to begin to unravel complexity, become disentangled from it, but you need God's light. So He can do it. See, you can't do it, but He can do it. So what you need is to try the little meditation that I have, especially like the easy meditation. It's very simple. You know, 5 minutes in the morning. It teaches you how to become still, how to sit still, how to become aware of God's light in the present moment. Get out of your thinking. Immediately you get out of your thinking. But then you go out in the world, and now you have a little bit of this light with you, a little bit of this grace with you, a little bit of that with you. You're pre-armed with patience, pre-armed with grace, pre-armed with a little bit of light from God. And now you go out in the world, and everything is now will be different. Instead of getting all messed up, things will start to get better. And you begin to see your own errors. See? And you'll begin to see these thoughts that I talked about. Eventually you will, maybe not right away, but eventually you'll begin to see. All of a sudden, there's the thought. You say, where'd that come from? you know, some mean thought or vicious thought, some judgmental thought, or some plan for doing saying something mean to somebody. And you say, what's that? Do I really want to say something mean to that person? Where did that thought come from? And you begin to see that that spirit of the world, the spirit of Paradise Lost, gets into everyone. It's in everyone in the world. Well, you have to see it, and then allow God to deal with it and get rid of it. Would you like to improve your prayer life? Try the new prayer meditation at talktoapastor.org. Hello, this is Pastor Roland. Would you like to improve your relationship? Would you like to understand your partner's true needs better? Would you like to improve communication with your kids? Then go to talktoapastor.org and click on my relationships blog. You'll find dozens of free articles and YouTube lectures to help you improve your relationships. This program is a labor of love for me, which means I buy the airtime myself. If you'd like to help me keep the program on the air, make a donation of any amount, and I'll send you a free ebook of my most popular relationships book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. That's right, for a donation of any amount, and you a free ebook of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Okay? Just visit talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org and look for the Secure PayPal button. This was a very good program. Those of you who get the 15-minute program, understand this. You only get 15 minutes. I'm only on once a week. You may never hear me again, so you've got to write down the web address. So you can go to the web address, listen to the whole 30-minute program, try the meditation, check out some of the other resources. So you can start to become your own person again, become disentangled from what's gone wrong, and begin to live life happily again. My name is Pastor Roland. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Now you can listen to Pastor Roland anytime by logging on to www.talktoapastor.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is talktoapastor.org. Please remember that Pastor Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.